Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, pretty obviously, all of that rain has wreaked havoc on Ireland's tillage sector. The wet conditions mean many cereals have yet to be harvested, and the longer the bad weather continues, the lower the ultimate yields and the poorer the quality of the crops is going to be. There's also implications for straw in all of this, which is used for animal bedding. Let's take a little bit of a closer look at the situation. On the line to discuss this, Dr. Siobhan Walsh, tillage editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, and Shane Beattie, a tillage farmer from Nerney in County Kildare. Good morning to you both, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Shane, I would imagine that the opportunity might have presented itself this morning with a dry night and some blue sky this morning to actually get out and do a bit of harvesting, or was there not enough drying?
Yeah, Pierre, thanks for having me on. One would imagine so there. We're just waiting for it to dry now at the moment, which is sort of the, you know, the name of the game this summer. We got going yesterday, all right, but we got a stray shower and that sort of knocked us back again. So it's just a waiting game now.
And with a weather warning on the way, do you think you're actually going to get much done?
I reckon, yeah. We're hoping now by sort of what, it's half 10, by 11, we're sort of hoping we might get going. Now, it's a might, but if we don't get going today, we won't get into the field after this rain because the ground is so saturated, we can't travel.
The holy trinity for you, Shane, is good weather, good price, good yield. How many of the three boxes are you going to tick this year?
None of them at the moment. Everything's down on a rock bottom floor. The price is €100 less a ton than it was last year. And the yields are down and the quality's just not there.
Siobhan, is this a picture in Nerney that is being replicated by anybody who's in the tillage sector?
Morning, Philip. Yeah, look, I mean, it's a very hard time on tillage farmers at the minute. They're frustrated and disappointed. They put a lot of time and money into crops for the whole season. And in what has been a difficult season, so they struggle to get crops in the autumn time. We've a lot less winter crops in this year than we normally would have. And then struggle to get crops in the springtime, minded those crops and spent a lot of money on them. And then we have this weather now in July, Philip. And with every shower or rain that comes, people will see it as they drive around the roads. Crops are being hammered into the ground. You know, if you drive the roads, you'll see lodged crops. There's barley lying flat. And I suppose it's been an unusual year, Philip. We started the harvest very early. So we started at the end of June, which is, you know, a record early harvest with winter barley. But since then, we've just had rain almost every day. And in order to get crops cut, we need a few days without drying, particularly those crops that are lying on the ground. And I suppose farmers, with the weather they have got, they have actually made quite good progress. And as Shane said, he's taken every opportunity that he can. It's snatch and grab. But we have a serious situation here now where a lot of the crops are now coming together. So there's farmers who have winter barley to cut, they have spring barley to cut, there's winter wheat ready. And with every shower, it gets more difficult to cut, the ground is harder to travel on, straw is harder to save, and grain quality is deteriorating as well, Philip.
Now, obviously, the numbers aren't all in yet, but how much lower do you think this harvest is going to be on last year?
So in the Farmers Journal, we've done up figures along with the industry. And first of all, it's important to say the tillage area is down this year. The overall area is only down by 0.5%, but cereal area is down by 17,500 hectares. So we estimate in the
Farmers
Journal...
Out of a total of what?
So the total tillage area is about 350,000 hectares. So we've lost out. We've 20,000 hectares less winter barley, which would be a high yielding crop. And then we have a lot of spring barley out there this year. We've about 132,000 hectares of spring barley. So, and a lot of our cereals have been replaced by crops. Look, farmers made sensible decisions. They put in oilseed rape, which gives them more money. They put in beans where the government gives them a payment and they don't use nitrogen fertilizer on it. But overall, so last year, our production would have been at 2.4 million tonnes of barley, wheat and oats. and we would estimate it to be down by more than 400,000 tonnes this year. And
so
that's
down
due
by
to
nearly a fifth, basically.
Yeah, so, and that's because of the reduced area and the reduced yields as well. And I suppose every day that goes on, we don't know how much further those yields are going to decline as well, Philip, and the quality as well. And
the reduced area, Siobhan, is that because of the pressure from the dairy sector for land, or is it because people are making a transition to crops like beans and rape?
It's a bit of both. So cereal area has declined because of the transition to beans and oilseed rape, but also there is pressure. So dairy farmers have new nitrate rules, so they either have to basically reduce their stocking numbers or get more land so that they have more land for their cows. And that has put huge pressure on the rental market. So a large amount of tillage land would be rented, and dairy farmers now are competing more in that market to make up for these regulations. So those regulations have had unintended consequences where the tillage area is not able to fight in that rental market because of the lower income compared to dairy.
Shane, does it feel to you like it's dairy setting the rules for all farmers?
Well, yeah, in a way, I suppose. Look, they're more competitive, I suppose. They have a better bottom line, but so they're able to, you know, spend a bit more. But it is the more regulated they get, the sort of it has knock on effects for everyone. So like there is the competition for land is immense. Like, but like a tillage farmer just cannot compete. Like, but our costs are just through the roof. So we just haven't got the money's just not there to compete with the land. It's
Shane,
as simple as that.
You also know the way the forecasts are going to go now and the impact that climate change is going to have on what are supposed to be the summer, the drying, the growing months, and that the likelihood is that they're just going to get wetter and wetter and wetter. Do you see yourself making a transition to crops like beans and out of barley in order to take account of that?
Well, no, I don't think so. We grow beans and peas and we don't grow any rape, but they're a break crop for us. So they sort of rejuvenate the land a little bit for our following crops, which is so we follow that with wheat. So like I can't see that affecting us. But like this is the first year since I think 2012 we've had a bad summer. Other than that, like they have been okay. So it's sort of a 1 in 10 year. Like, oh, look, that could come. Sooner it might go longer, you never know. But like this is just a bad year. The last three harvests we've had have been like they've been a doddle. Like we've been able to sail through them. So it's just one blip along the road. Like it's not. I don't think it'll get any worse. But I can't see me transitioning from tillage anyway. It's not in me. Like
Siobhan, do you see others making that move?
Others have made the move, Philip, and it's very attractive, I suppose, for other farmers to maybe look at the cost of land rental and say, well, maybe I'll rent out my land and make more money from that. It's important to say, Philip, at the minute, the government has a climate action plan there and there's a target to increase the tillage area by 50,000 hectares in that plan. And in the first year of that target, the tillage area has declined by 0.5%. Mm. So action is needed from government. You know,
this was also supposed to be a response to war in Ukraine and make ourselves more self-sufficient in cereals, but we failed on that account as well, haven't we?
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, we've declined the area, and you know, while we hear climate change going on as well, tillage is a really good solution for trying to combat climate change. You know, we have one of the lowest carbon footprints of the agricultural sector. We're about a quarter of beef, about an eighth of dairy. And we have tools there to try and offset emissions. We can grow cover crops. We can incorporate straw. Tillage farmers are going to incorporate 70,000 hectares of straw this year, Philip. So they've actually exceeded their 2030 climate target to chop straw. If you give tillage farmers a target, they will try and meet it and they'll exceed it. So if the government, there's a Food Vision Tillage Group there at the minute that are to come up with proposals for the tillage sector. And I just hope the government takes those proposals on board and puts a bit of money or schemes behind the tillage sector and gives them a bit of support because tillage can be a solution to some of the problems that we're encountering.
Indeed. All right. But there's another circle to square there as well, and that is water quality and the need for land if the dairy herd is to stay the same size. Dr. Siobhan Walsh and Shane Beattie, thank you very much. And proof that everything at the moment comes back to either climate or the war in Ukraine comes up after the break when we will be going to Ukraine.
51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.